This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
The strange but true stories featured on this podcast contain details some people may find distressing. Listener discretion is advised. I'm Chiaz Samuel, and things are about to get weird. Welcome to edition 11 of Weird Fix. These are the mini episodes where I share some bite-sized weird tales. There's usually a little bit of everything in these installments of the podcast, and today is no exception. I'm going to get right on into the first story, but before I start, there is a little bit of a warning for this one. There will be a brief mention of someone taking their own life in this tale, so feel free to skip ahead to the second story if you'd prefer. That said, let's get things started. I wanted to kick off today's episode with a truly fascinating story sent in by one of our fabulous listeners, the lovely Emma. Not only is it rather spooky, but Emma has a personal link to this tale too, which I always find extra interesting. I'm going to read you part of Emma's email first, and then I'll dive into things a bit further. She wrote, "I wanted to share a strange story with you that I remembered whilst listening to the episode where you talked about the haunted painting. I went to university at Royal Holloway, University of London, which is in Egham, Surrey. The main building is absolutely stunning and is home to a picture gallery with all sorts of paintings in it, including one called Man Proposes, God Disposes by Sir Edwin Landseer. The painting shows two polar bears attacking what is left of a shipwreck and human remains. Each year, exams take place in the picture gallery, and there is a story that says a student who sat next to this painting in their exam went mad and killed themselves after writing, 'The polar bears made me do it,' on their paper. As a result, the picture is always covered with a Union Jack flag during exam season. I had a few exams in there myself and saw the flag covering the painting. It's a really well-known story around campus, although I suspect it's just an urban legend. However, I looked up a BBC article on the story of this painting before I wrote this email, as it's been 9 years since I graduated and wanted to get the facts right. And I was really intrigued to learn that this painting has been associated with causing students to fail their exams since the 1920s. The article says that the painting was first covered with a flag in the 1970s, and the same flag is still being used to cover it to this day, 50 years later. I think it's really strange that the painting has been thought to cause students to fail for around 100 years. It's a story that has always fascinated me, and I loved the tradition of seeing the painting covered when I was in there, although it's made me feel a bit eerie knowing what was underneath." As you can imagine, after I read Emma's email, I just had to know more, and perhaps against my better judgment, I was also desperate to see a photo of the painting. Listen, it's been a very long time since I last did an exam, so I don't think I have to worry about failing any. And it was just as eerie as Emma described. In fact, it gets weirder the more you look at it, because it takes you a second to register that the polar bears are eating something that looks decidedly more meaty than ragged boat sails. There's definitely something human about what they're consuming. There were a couple of additional interesting facts about the painting that I wanted to share too. First up, it was actually inspired by the doomed expeditions of two ships that set sail from England in 1845, led by Royal Navy officer and Arctic explorer Sir John Franklin. After both ships and the 129 crew members on board went missing, various efforts were made to find them, but no signs of them were recovered until 1859, when the wreckages of the ships and skeletal remains of the entire crew were uncovered amongst the ice in an area of ocean near Canada. With a link to such a tragedy, it comes as less of a surprise recognise that tales of misfortune have been linked to the painting, and after doing some more reading myself, I agree that the story of the student who took their own life after being overcome by the painting was most likely an urban myth. There doesn't seem to be any evidence to prove it happened, but there are plenty of recorded incidents where it has caused exam-sitting students to become very distressed and in fear of doing badly on their tests, insisting that they simply don't want to be around the painting. It seems that those on campus at Royal Holloway are more than happy for it to remain covered up during exam season. The superstition definitely persists, and I can understand it. Thank you so much to Emma for letting me know about this one, and if you have a strange but true story you would like to hear featured in an upcoming Weird Fix, please do feel free to pop me an email. The address is thingsgetweirdpodcast@gmail.com. Next up, we're staying spooky with this second story because it appears as though some ghostly activity might have been caught on camera at a pub down in Cornwall. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I can't resist a good ghost story, and for some reason, the topic of haunted pubs really fascinates me. There are a couple of very haunted drinking establishments in the town I live in Cheshire, and when I lived in Manchester, we had plenty to choose from too. Most notably, the Peveril of the Peak pub, which I'm more than happy to cover in a Weird Fix if you would like me to. Anyway, back to Cornwall. The Jamaica Inn, located in the Bodmin Moor area, has a long-standing reputation as one of Britain's most haunted pubs. But unlike with tales from centuries past, some of the more recent odd happenings at the inn have been caught on the establishment's CCTV system. In a recent article from the Metro, there's a video clip which shows two such strange incidents. Firstly, we see two men sitting enjoying their pints of beer, when suddenly one of the drinks appears to fly off the table, as though it was knocked to the floor by an unseen force. In the second clip, we see a female staff member cleaning in the back of the bar late one Sunday night, when she suddenly turns around after hearing the bar door open, but no one actually enters. Shortly afterwards, another camera angle shows the wall-mounted phone lift up off the receiver before it crashed to the floor, swinging slightly on its cord. The footage is quite strange, I have to be honest, although it's probably made to feel a bit creepier due to the spooky music that's been added to the compilation. However, if you didn't know much about the history of the pub, it would be quite easy to explain both incidents away. Perhaps the pint glass had been propped up at an odd angle on a beer mat and tipped over. Or maybe the phone hadn't been placed back on the hook properly and had simply slipped off. But as it turns out, these kinds of events aren't at all unusual within the Jamaica Inn. In fact, as the manager, Katie Marriott, explained, staff and regulars alike are pretty familiar with the spirit they believe inhabits the pub, who is known to them all as Jack. She said, quote, "We are very well known for our ghostly goings-on. We have Jack, who resides in the bar. He is quite a mischievous ghost. Jack was supposed to be a sailor, and the story goes that he was taken out onto the moors and murdered." She continued, "I have definitely experienced things here that I cannot explain." Katie also added some additional context to the video clip of the two men drinking, before one of their beers looks to be knocked over. Jack's ghost is thought to sit very close to where the men were. It's known as his spot within the pub. So I wonder whether Jack felt that the men were encroaching on his turf and wanted to make his presence known. Just speculation, of course, who really knows? The article went on to suggest that whilst these happenings can sometimes be scary or disconcerting for new members of staff, most of them are very used to these odd moments by now, and they definitely look at Jack's antics as being cheeky rather than frightening, and think that anything he does is in jest rather than in anger. Interestingly, this theme of moving or knocking over drinks is something that I often hear about when it comes to haunted pubs. And in a way, it makes me laugh, especially if the event isn't caught on camera. As much as I do believe in ghosts, I also think it's quite amusing for people to have a good excuse in their back pocket for drink spillages, when a few beverages may have already been consumed and the impact of said beverages might be taking effect. But who am I to say for sure? What I do know is that I will definitely be popping the Jamaica Inn on my list of haunted locations to visit next time I find myself in Cornwall. And if I do go, I'll be sure to keep an eye out for any signs of Jack.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Finally, I thought I'd end this episode with a quick fact that's really its own lovely little strange but true story. Did you know that in 2014, the first and reportedly still only Antarctica-based match was made on the dating app Tinder? An American scientist working at a research facility on the icy continent decided to log into his Tinder app for a bit of a laugh, knowing that there would likely not be another soul on there for thousands of miles. But he was proven wrong. He opened up the radius limit he'd set, and sure enough, around a 45-minute helicopter ride away, he spotted the profile of a woman who was on an Antarctic camping expedition. The two decided that they were interested in each other, and within no time, they'd matched on the app. They did end up meeting in person, although the woman was scheduled to leave Antarctica the day afterwards, so it would have been a short-lived initial encounter. The scientist at the heart of the story has always wanted to remain anonymous, as he technically wasn't meant to be using his precious and limited internet allowance to browse dating apps. So it's probable that we'll never know what became of the unlikely couple. All the information we do have is that she was apparently planning to return to the continent, and the hopeless romantic in me hopes that they were able to reconnect once more. I really hope you enjoyed this edition of Weird Fix. Thank you so much for joining me. Just a couple of quick sore shoutouts today. Of course, Emma's email was a brilliant addition to our first story, so thank you again, Emma. There was also that extra article from the BBC about the painting. That was published on the 13th of September 2013. We had that Metro article about the Jamaica Inn ghost. That was by Brooke Davies from earlier this month, April of 2024. And finally, a piece from The Cut about the Tinder match by Grace Weiler from February 2014. Here are all the details you need to find us on social media. We are at Things Get Weird Podcast on Instagram and Threads. And on Facebook, you can find our page and private discussion group by searching for Things Are About to Get Weird. And as I mentioned before, if you would like to pop us an email, it's thingsgetweirdpodcast@gmail.com. We are also on TikTok, and you can find our page by searching for Things Are About to Get Weird. Thanks again for being here today, and I'll speak to you all again next Wednesday. So until next time, take care of yourself and others, and keep it weird, but the good kind of weird.